£5,380, which was great, which takes us up over the last 17 years to about £187,000 for over 20 different charities. So, yeah, amazing day. Sun was out. Fantastic.
And obviously, it was the first year back. And that wasn't easy bringing it back, but it was a success, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Well, we were a bit concerned in terms of, like, we'd had almost 5 years out with COVID. We'd run the event for sort of 13, 14 years before that. And what just really warmed our hearts as a family was that not only did everyone from the original paddle in 2008 come back straight away, but we had all these new people. And actually, during the event, we had people that had done the event as kids actually back as families with their own kids and coming up to me and saying, look, I did this as a kid, I bought my kids. It was amazing. What a legacy for Joe.
And the money, so it's being distributed among lots of organisations. Give us a flavour where it's going.
So we've got quite a few of the Surf Life Saving Clubs that took part. And we've also got the Wave Project, Surfers Against Sewage, Penhanagan's Friends, Cornwall Air Ambulance, Purple Angels, Ronald McDonald House in Bristol, which supported us when Joe was in hospital in Bristol. Children's Hospice Southwest. So, yeah, like 13 charities have benefited from the day. So pretty heartwarming. And actually, to see loads of people here today, it's just fantastic.
And 2026, we'll be here in Joe's memory once again, won't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, because it's been so easy for us to bring this back into people's hearts and minds, we're already looking at next year, and we're excited to bring it back and to keep supporting local charities in a really positive and fun way. And as always, thanks to Radio Nuki listeners, and thanks for the support. Amazing.